ומפני שהיוסיף יזה מן החוכמה אלוקס, נשארתי בו מן הראיה שאין הוכלוס על דרך חוכמוס הדיבור, חוכמוס השימוש. So Chachmas HaDibur, the Leib Tov here paraphrases as Chachmas HaHigayon, and it goes back to I think in ancient languages also that the word for word and logic is the same word. Logos means reason, and also means word. Chochmas Hashimosh, some translate that as mathematics. It deals with measurement, meaning that to say that Yichud Hashem, therefore, tells us that we should engage in Bechina. In looking at a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bria, and that's Mechayev and Avodas Hashem, all those things are, again, they're not formal logical arguments, you know, with a capital L. They're reasonable, logical, with a lowercase L arguments. And that's the, and again, as we discussed yesterday here in Lechol HaSalvav, is depending upon the discipline that dictates what the type of argument is, what the standard of proof is. El b'shav ha'rishon mimena. The exception is in shav ha'yichud, ki efshe sheyitchachenu hatzorach aleim et meidakus mechkereinu bo. I don't know what efshe means. I mean, presumably he knows what he's going to write in the shav ha'rishon, so I don't know. The Samti Rova Yosem in Hadvam Ham Muskolim Vikeravtim Bidimionim Hakrovim Asher Ein Bohem Sofek. And to help people recognize, again, what makes sense, what's compelling. So I gave Mishalim as well. This incontrovertible Mishalim. V'samachti lahem asher matzasi kas v'sifei hanavim, v'achar kach samachti lahem divrei ha-kabbalah shekibanu me'avoseinu zecharon levracha, u'min ha-chasidim ha-chachamim shebechol uma, shehigiyu divreihem eleinu. I also quoted from non-Jewish philosophers and non-Jewish and non-Jewish devout people also. Mitnesha kivisish yu halavavas notem aleihem u'makshivam el chochmasam. So they're being indicted for following the ways of the nations. Because of Omer, lo asisam, they're being indicted for not following it. Okay, it's that kim sukanim shivahem lo asisam. You should have. You should have learned from the Mesukanim Shevahem. However, what you did was Kim Kukalim Shevahem Asisim. Va'omu kala omid va'achachma afilu ba'umma sa'olam nikru chacham. So Chazal clearly recognize that there is, again, the first Maimer is even more far-reaching in its implications than the second. there certainly is chachma. Well, there can be chachma. Depends. Depends who, what, and when. But potentially there is chachma, and there has been chachma. I feel almost all. And this was a very strong tradition amongst the Rishon, the Sadigan, the Rambam. There was an anti-philosophy tradition also. Again, the Chovos Avos is talking about more than just philosophy. He's speaking much more broadly than that. That there was an anti-philosophy strand also, as represented by the famous Tshuvas HaRosh. But everyone agrees that Lasman de Polig, and this, you know, the Grand Sanhedrin, which serves as a source for tapping into non-Jewish sources of knowledge, also highlights this, which is that there's certainly a need for a person to be able to be discerning and to recognize what is correct chokhmah and what isn't. But with the correct discernment, so it certainly is a potential source of chachma. Pedagogically, Mishalim help. A mushal is like if you need to get onto the roof of the house, so it's impossible to just leap and leap from the ground to the roof. So you have a ladder and you get there gradually. So when you're learning something new, which is that the concept is new, it's different, it's beyond what one has learned before, what one has encountered before. And maybe it's also much more, maybe the subject matter is much more abstract. So it's often, if not more difficult, but maybe even impossible, again, to just leapfrog from where one is holding now to that new idea, which is again significantly beyond what one has understood or encountered until now, again, and maybe more abstract. And so the mashal gets you there gradually. So the mashal is you know, something which is closer, or maybe even within one's current universe. But it helps build the idea that one can then extrapolate from there, one can distill from there to the nimshal. V'hachachamamash, Shlomo HaMelech says, V'havin mashalim litza, d'v'hachamim v'chidosim. So Shlomo HaMelech already highlights the importance of the instrument of mashalim. Amah Machabe Kasher, Skanti Lachabe Abba Sefer Hazer, Chalke Chorus al Valos, Kivantis Machshafti Livcha Osan, Shatiana Kalvos Azulasan, the Salvos Asherivison. Again, it should be in terms of the categories and the general principles, it should be encompassing, it should be comprehensive. The Samti Shoshan Ha Elyon, the Yesod and Hagod, the Yichur Hakel Belev Shalom. But after that, again, we saw how earlier the Chavos HaVov says that within, again, he was speaking specifically about learning Chavos HaVov, how sequence is crucial, and now he's following up on that in terms of what the sequence is to follow that unfolds in this area. V'afikach yamti, v'mesh sh'onu chayovin l'chaber el yichudo me'hachovos ha'nizkoros ha'ru'uyos l'mimenu. So what should be juxtaposed? What's the immediate follow-up? Once a person knows, understands, Yichud Hashem, so what is that mechayev? What's the next step? V'yadati das brura, ki abo yisbarach v'nei shuhu echad emes, v'lo yasigehu shem etzem v'lo mikra, v'ein machshavtenu masegez do v'shenu etzem v'lo mikra, nimna o mimenu hasogoso mitzad etzem kvodu yisbarach. V'hu tzrachnu l'dayto, ulahasig mitziyuso mitzad briyosav. A correct understanding of Yichud Hashem, says the Chavos HaVavos, reveals that when we say Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, when we say that there's one God, what we mean, one in the sense of echad yachid u'miyuchad, absolutely and totally unique. When we use one in other contexts, well, we don't. There's one pencil on the desk, but the one there doesn't imply an absolute uniqueness, an absolute singularity. And when we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally and absolutely unique. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is unknowable. We know He exists, but in terms of knowing, understanding, defining His essence, so that's something which is beyond comprehension. So what that then means is that Yediyas Hashem, to the extent that it's available and accessible to us, is v'hutzrachnu l'daitu l'hasig mitziyusu mitzad b'riyosu. It's through His actions that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we're able to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we extrapolate from His actions. We describe His actions, and that's the level of Yediyas Hashem of which we're capable. I think the Rambam would very much agree with this paragraph. He makes the same point. And when the Torah does describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what it really intends that to be is a description of His actions. So the Rambam says that when the Torah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is kal vachom v'chanun, it means not that we're describing HaKadosh Baruch himself. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch himself, there's no multiplicity, so you can't identify different midos. A person is multifaceted, so a person has many different midos. A person is not one in an absolute sense of the word. So a person can have many different midos. So A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no multiplicity, and B, again, we can't grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. So when the Torah says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum Mechanu Ne'er Chapayim, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a way that if it were a human actor, we would describe that person as being Rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see in his Bria, we see in his Hashgacha of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, he's responsible for actions, which if, again, were to be a human agent, so we would describe that person, that individual, as being Chanun, etc. Which is what the Chovas HaVavas is saying here also. That Hutzvachnu the Daito, Ulahasig Mitziyusa Mitzad B'Yosef, V'zehu Shah HaBchina B'Buin. So therefore, this becomes the natural follow-up to Shar HaYichud. Shar HaYichud, again, which introduces us and hopefully allows us to understand and to grasp and to know, again, Hashem Echad, absolutely and totally and entirely unique. So what that then dictates is that the follow-up to that is, again, not to contemplate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, which is beyond our comprehension, but to look into the world, which is what the Chovas HaVavas refers to as Bechina, and to know Hashem, Mitzad, again, Mitzad B'Yosef means Mitzad Ma'asof, right? If you look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork, you look at his creation, so you're looking at his actions. So therefore, Samti HaBechina, Shoresh Sheni L'Klal Mechovas HaVavas. V'hizbonanti v'mash shevo'oi le'echad ha'emes, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, min ha'adnus, u'mash shechayovim b'yosef bo'o mi'avodoso. Samti kabolas avodos alukim shoresh shlishi la'klau mi'chovas alvavos. I think, actually, when you get to the Shav of this Hashem, so the Chovas HaVavas clarifies that a sense of that an acknowledgement for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is mechayev in Avodas Hashem. Let's say a moshel v'ador v'domer. Let's say one person saves, you know, another person's life. So the one who is saved instinctively, intuitively, has the attitude that, what can I ever do to repay you? What can I ever do to acknowledge what you've done for me? There's nothing that adds up to that. That's the equivalent. I don't know, if someone gives you $50, okay, so there's a price in that. But if someone gives you life, so how do you? That's just an all-encompassing sense of indebtedness. V'achakach nizbor li mas shevo'i le'echad ha'emes mehis yachado b'hanhogas hakol. So there's one Ribon Shel Olam, and he governs everything. V'shahatoelis v'hanezek ki einen ki yimimenu v'shusa levada. And he makes all determinations. So therefore, his chayavnu, so we're obligated l'vtachalav, to have betachal. To trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'himaser elav, and to surrender ourselves to him. So therefore, samti habitachon sharish revi'i laklal mechovas alvavos. The Talmid Rebbe Ben Yonah has in the beginning of Brachos, commenting on the Gemara, that Ezer ben Olam Haba zah soma gul l'tfilah shel arvos. So it seems a rather disproportionately large schar for a rather simple, you know, just follow the you know the order in the siddur. And so Rebbeinu Yonah explains that it means that what smichas legula letfila represents characterizes this person's life. That's what the maimer means. Doesn't just mean the technical performance of turning the pages and going from Kriya Shema, Agal Yisrael, Hashkivenu to Shmon Esrei, but the idea that's represented in that sequence of Smichas Gula L'Tfila is the way the person lives his life. What is that idea? So he says as follows. He says, imagine what would be, let's say a person would say Kriya Shema, and then there would not follow it up with the Amida. So what would it be? So when a person says Kriya Shema, it's Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He's Miyachid Hashem. So, Emes Malkeinu Efes Ulasim. And then he's Mekabel Olamach Shemayim. And then he runs out. Why? Because I have to go make a living. I have to go have a business meeting and I need to be present at that business meeting to try to land this contract. To try to attract this client. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, but if a person really believes what he just said, so then yeah, he has to go to the business meeting, but first he has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Siyata D'Shmaya that he'll succeed. For the person to say Shema, and then without the Amida, without the request for the Siyata D'Shmaya, so then his actions contradict his words. His words of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad indicate that a person, again, all need for human initiative, notwithstanding, is ultimately dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if that's the case, then a person has to ask. So that's what Rebbeinu Yonah says. I think he even uses the Lashon Bitachon. Rebbeinu Yonah says that when a person follows up, yeah, I believe Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of history and exercises providence, and that's what we refer to in the Baruch of Gal Yisrael in focusing on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now, Kofi Rosh Yadi, I'll go take care of myself today, you know, and fend for myself. No, so Benyamin says no, but the fact that the person asks shows Marashu Botefo, because if a person really believes, so that's mechayev, that a person has to, again, without minimizing the required level of hishtadlus and operating on the natural level, that a person places his ultimate trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's basically the same idea that the Chovos Halvavos has here as well. Okay, maybe we'll pick up here next week.